Hi everyone, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with another Music Marketing Secrets podcast. I think we're on number 6 at the moment. So this is going to be a bit of a kind of a random off-topic tip for you today, but it's something that's really been helping me, and I, you know, I'll pass it on to you because why not? Why not? Okay, so here we go. This is called an easy proofreading for blogging musicians. And you can see in the title there, I've deliberately left a typo in the blogging word because this is what it's all about. You write your blogs, you know, you might want to write, say, 3 or 4 blogs a day. And for me, you know, personally, you probably noticed with some of my posts and all that, I'm all about, you know, get the content out there, get the messages out there. And, you know, often I will leave, like, there'll be some errors and typos in my stuff. And, you know, I don't analyze that stuff because I think, you know, perfectionism isn't the best way here. I think the best way is action, you know, to get the... So my action is to get the tips out there and your action is to blog every day, basically. So this tip is basically going to help you... Wow, how many times am I going to say basically? Basically. This tip is going to help you proofread really quickly. So here's the steps. You write your blog post. You spell check it and you do all that stuff. And then... you use this tool here. And for those on the audio podcast, you go to www.promoteyourmusic.net/proof. And that's, once more, that's www.promoteyourmusic.net/proof. And that is going to give you a tool that will read out your blog post to you. And you'll be able to easily see, you know, any errors you've made or anything like that. So let's just run this here. It might be a bit loud. Let's have a look.
Newbies and dummies.
So this is basically, this is a new blog post I'm doing called How to Make a Music Video for Total Newbies and Dummies. So, you know, this tool basically reads out my post to me, and then I can see, like, you know, I've used the wrong word here, or, you know, I've used the plural here, which is often, you know, I make, like, silly mistakes like that. So, you know, if you're really great at, like, English and, you know, you're 100% accurate, then, you know, you can forget about this tip or whatever. But if you make a few, like, often, if you make some little mistakes and you just want to, like, eradicate that stuff, then this is really useful. Let me show you what it's like.
Clicking the big red buttons on your camcorder and adjusting its lens. Here are some tips for you to come up with a riveting and unlike a pro music video that will help you promote your music.
Okay, so it sounds a bit like, I can't remember his name, the guy in you know, the physicist who's in the chair and he's got the computerized voice. It sounds a bit like that, but, you know, once you start using this, it's really helpful. I noticed even in that first sentence there, I put, you know, before clicking the big red buttons on your camcorder. So, you know, I'd probably change that to button. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it easily shows you where you've where you've made a mistake. So it takes you out from just reading and lets you hear what you've written and how the reader's going to hear it. So so yeah, that's it for today. It's a short tip, you know, sort of under 3 minutes, so we can have another little blast of the jingle. That's Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net. If you've got any questions, contact@PromoteYourMusic.net. That's my personal email address. Just send me your stuff. See you later, guys.